Welcome to episode 13 of Let's Talk Dairy, Dairy Foods podcast featuring enlightening interviews with leaders and experts within the dairy processing industry. I'm Kathy Canning, Editor-in-Chief of Dairy Foods, and I'm excited to welcome Allison Schumann, Chief Business Development Officer for Schumann Cheese. Headquartered in Fairfield, New Jersey, Schumann Cheese recently celebrated its 75th anniversary. The family-owned company has earned a reputation for delivering world-class cheese solutions to customers around the globe. Allison is going to talk to us today about current and emerging cheese trends. Hello, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I'm going to kick off things with my first question.
Great.
How does Schumann Cheese stay on top of current and emerging consumer trends influencing the cheese segment?
So, we've always put a huge emphasis on innovation. So, you know, we started out, our history is really rooted in import business. And so we really started out with a much more traditional business with 1,000-year-old histories. And that's still very much a part of our business. But as we've evolved and over the various generations, because I'm actually the fourth generation in the business, we've started to really focus a lot more on innovations and what could be in the cheese space moving forward. We always like to think about different segments and occasions. So whether it's entertaining or convenience or different flavor profiles, but we do a ton of consumer research as well as just kind of thinking about what we like to eat and what would be fun for our friends and family, and then kind of see where there's gaps in the marketplace to be at the bleeding edge and cutting edge of some of the innovations that you're going to see in the dairy market.
Great. In your view, what are some of the most significant trends within the cheese space right now, and what factors are driving those trends?
You know, I think it's a really exciting time in cheese, and, you know, it's been a nice trend to see. I've always felt like a lot of people and younger generations are becoming much more experimental with what they're willing to try. And they're, you know, even across ages and generations, I think people are really excited to find that next new thing. We like to think about different rub fontinas as a way to kind of mix that old heritage of a typical fontal or fontina flavor profile. And then we do hand rubs on top of it with different spice blends. So we actually just launched one like a pumpkin spice. And it's kind of mixing those two worlds, something that seems a little unexpected. But then when you try it, you're like, oh my God, this is incredible. So I think, you know, people and their now openness to trying different flavor profiles that maybe didn't exist 10 years ago is really exciting and kind of continues for us to push that boundary a little bit too. And then, you know, we're always thinking about, you know, different ways that we can make people's lives a little bit easier. You know, the plant-based market, plant-based dairy market is really seeing a big growth and, you know, they're expecting it to almost triple in the next 3 years. And so we are really also working on different platforms like our plant-based platform, Vivin. And that was a way for us to really branch out with a new brand and see, you know, making cheesemakers actually make plant-based cheese was something really exciting. And the reaction and just how close it is to typical cheese has been really fulfilling for us as well.
Great. The rubs are making me hungry.
Yeah. You know, if you haven't tried them, I would really, we've got probably, you know, our innovation team probably has about like 20 of these spice blends. And I'll tell you, like, they're really like some outrageous flavor profiles, but then you're like, this is incredible, you know, and it's just a matter of, you know, having people try them and kind of seeing what's possible there.
Okay, Allison, looking ahead, what do you see as far as emerging trends and the drivers behind them?
So, you know, I think what we're seeing with emerging trends, I think is still, I mentioned before, you know, you've got more flexitarians that are open, I think, to trying plant-based cheese and different things. as well as different flavor profiles. We're also seeing a lot of growth, I think, especially after the pandemic, where we were all a little isolated and making our pumpkin bread and, you know, and everything else. People really kind of returning to more entertaining. And we're seeing that space start to really come back in a big way. People are excited to gather, or they're just tired of making all the food from scratch. And so they're looking for that little bit of convenience coming in. So there's two things that we've actually really been working on. And I think we're seeing a really great reception from the marketplace, at least initially. The first is our Ultimate Shred Blends, which are kind of a take on a traditional shred blend, but we've taken really award-winning high-end cheese like Gruyères and Fontinas and done blends like a fondue blend or a high-end mac and cheese. And the reception has actually been really nice, because traditionally you've seen that more as a commodity type in the dairy space and not as much as kind of more of a gourmet version in the specialty cheese deli space. So that's the first one. And then the second is, I mentioned before, entertaining being a big platform for us. Now that that's bounced back, we're working on kind of our Cello Simple Pleasures tray, which takes kind of cube cheeses. Again, you know, we're trying to use award-winning cheeses, high-end cheeses like our Copper Kettle or a Cheddar Gruyere. And then we're kind of adding different accoutrements with it, like salami or cornichon or Peruvian pearl peppers. And just as the initial results, because this has only been in the market for a couple weeks and really only at clubs so far, has just been phenomenal. I think people are really ready to kind of entertain, and they want something that's a little bit nicer without having to sacrifice the time it takes to cut and prep all of those things.
Sure. Nicer and convenient, certainly.
Yeah.
I thought you could talk a little bit about Schumann Cheese's approach to cheese product development and how current and emerging trends fit in here. You did talk a little bit about it, but, you know, where are you going from here?
You know, I would say we've got a lot of fun things in the pipeline, and, you know, we're always looking to see, okay, what can we do in the plant-based space now? As well as what can we do with our existing product line? So we have our facility, Lake Country Dairy, where we make a lot of award-winning Italian style cheeses. And so for us, it's, you know, beyond the wedge or beyond a cut, you know, a grated or a shredded or a shaved cup, you know, what can we do? And so when we think about innovation, we think about it as the kind of traditional formats that I just mentioned. And then we think about, you know, different things like whether it's different cheese type that doesn't exist in the marketplace, whether it's an entertaining or a convenience platform, whether it's can be part of a food service or a food ingredient play. And then we really look to that blue sky innovation to say, where is there space? You know, what haven't we done before? And that's led us in really fun directions. You know, we did wisps as a cheese crisp. You know, that was something that was really exciting. Most recently, we're also starting to work on a dessert platform that's going to be launching pretty soon with our mascarpone. So utilizing that mascarpone in a way outside of just a tiramisu, but in kind of like a chocolate truffle. And just really kind of thinking like, what can we do that really complements what consumers are looking for at that time? And with innovation, you know, we're not afraid to take those risks. And I think that does set us apart a little bit. And, you know, you don't win everything, you know, it's not a perfect, you don't bat 1,000 every single time. But for us, it's really rewarding to kind of push those boundaries. And, you know, if you can find something that people are really excited about, that really makes it very exciting for us outside of just the same things, you know, all the time. So we very much value in the organization, and you see that. And we try to go for a lot of things so that we can see what is going to resonate and go from there.
Sure. One more question for you, Allison. What's the latest and greatest, if you had to pick one thing from Schumann Cheese, and what makes the company so excited about it?
You know, so I mentioned the Ultimate Melts. I love those. I mentioned the Simple Pleasure tray. I think that I actually do believe that's probably going to be the biggest item that we do. But what I think we're all really excited about is the kind of vegan or plant-based thing. We've just started to launch uncreamed cheese. And that is really kind of a special one. It actually does have probiotics in it. It's a fermented product. So it really has a very similar, almost like exact alike to cream cheese. And for me, I can probably eat about a pound of cream cheese by myself in any given day. That's not like a brag. It's just I love cream cheese. And this one is just exactly the same for me. It fulfills like the tanginess, the texture, the flavor. And it's just incredible what they were able to achieve with this. We're launching with a few flavors. I think we've got plain garlic and herb, caramelized peach and maple, which is pretty fantastic and a very unexpected profile for me. And you know, we're going to come up with more flavors. And so I think for me, that was one of the more surprising that they were able to achieve that level of just without having that dairy in it, just having that exact flavor and texture. So we're really excited about what that means, you know, and hoping that this is something that, yes, it can appeal to people who have allergies or are not dairy consumers for whatever reason. But at the same time, people who actually do eat cheese, like myself, who love cheese, but actually, this is something that I can integrate in and eat as well as a flexitarian.
Well, certainly a lot of trends and a lot going on with Schumann Cheese in investing in those trends. I thank you so much for joining us today, Allison.
Thank you, Kathy.